Buenos dias.
Good morning.
Dios les bendiga.
God bless you.
Me llamo Esteban.
My name is Steve.
No hablo español.
I don't speak Spanish.
We thought we would just give you a little reverse thing with the translation.
Queríamos darles un ejemplo de cómo traducimos en...
But what you see here and what you hear is we've been doing this for 11 days straight.
Pero lo que escuchan hoy y lo que van a ver, lo que hemos estado haciendo por 11 días continuos.
David said he'll be glad to get home and be able to speak for himself. Okay. Thank you, David. You can go back to your just a very brief touch of a taste of what we've been doing. Before we get into this, I'd like for you to turn to a verse, our theme verse for 2010, 2 Thessalonians 1, 11 and 12. We believe that this trip to Peru is not the culmination of this verse, but we believe that it's a part of this verse and part of where God has taken us in 2010. So once again, I would encourage you to meditate on this verse, think about it, pray it for yourself, pray it for your friends, pray it for this church, and pray it for the ones back in Peru that we'll be telling you about today. So we'll be going to this often in the next year. With this in mind, we constantly pray for you that our God may count you worthy of His calling, and that by His power He may fulfill every good purpose of yours and every act prompted by your faith. We pray this so that the name of our Lord Jesus may be glorified in you and you in Him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's pray. I forgot. Lord, we do look to you, and Lord, we pray that everything that we do, particularly today, but certainly throughout this year, that our purpose from the bottom of our heart would be to glorify your name. And Lord, we know that when we do that, and when we participate in that, you do get the glory and we get the joy. So Lord, I pray that whatever changes need to take place in our heart, whatever adjustments we need to make, I pray, Lord, that our purpose would be to bring glory to your name. I pray, Lord, that we would do that and we would do what you call us to by your power and by faith. And we look forward to this next year of what you're going to do in us and through us. In Jesus' name, amen. So I guess I'll start from, you'll just have to pick up a little bit as we go along. I'll try to fill you in on how we ended up doing this and what our purpose and our goals are with it. But I'm sure most of you knew that we left here on the 11th. We flew into Atlanta, and in Atlanta we picked up Dean and then on to Lima and spent the night at a mission house there in Lima. And you'll notice in some of the pictures there's a young lady, Erica, who is 21, who ended up really being a part of a lot of what we did. She's going to be an intern with Jim and Tony, and she lives in the house there with the girls. And, you know, 21 years old, she's headed down there she doesn't really know the language, she's learning it, and it's just a completely foreign place to her, but she just jumped right in with both feet. She was engaging and living, you know, just right there with the kids. So you'll want to remember her in your prayers, but as you see her in the pictures, that's who that is. And so we certainly gained an appreciation for her. And from there in Lima, we spent the night there at the mission house, and we headed to Huanuco, not Huanuco, as we discovered. And there we stayed in the orphanage. And a couple of the girls were not there. If you're familiar with the girls, there's a couple of them that were not there. And there's one that was there that's usually off to college, Marie. And so it was a pleasure, though, to get to visit with her and get to know her. So we They have this house there. It's in the nicest part of Wanaco. Not what you automatically think when you think nicest part, but it certainly would look more like the poorest part of most places. Of most places here, but gracias. So it was it's a decent sized house. There are lots of rooms, not very many bathrooms. There's on the roof, kind of an open roof area, and there with their mode of construction of these kind of mud bricks and cement. Kevin has to tell you all the details of how that works, but they just kind of keep on building up as high as they can. And you go, I sure hope an earthquake doesn't hit here, because this is coming tumbling down. But they just keep adding on, so it's kind of a flat roof. And up there, Jim built a few rooms, kind of a little apartment up there with a lot of open space. And that's where we stayed, and you'll see that. You'll see that in the slides. Now, our goal for the, you know, the reason we came there, what we were doing, was our goal was to help them start a church. So that include a lot of that was around leadership training, the structure of the church, and what leaders are supposed to do, and do they qualify as leaders, and that sort of thing. And obviously to spend time with the girls, all of us. And then out on the land, our goal was to try to actually get a structure started for a church. And as far as the structure thing for the church goes, is one day after another, the backhoe did not show up. It was a flat tire. It wouldn't start. And you can just go on and think of whatever excuses you could imagine. And that happened. The backhoe never showed up. Every day we thought it would come. Every day it didn't come. But the guys had plenty of work to do. And so that leveling of the land for the church structure did not happen. But the way things went with the leadership training, we think it was best that they did not have a place to build a church building yet, because they have a ways to go yet before they're ready to start a church. And those were some of the things that we dug into in the leadership training. And I wish I had a video of the leadership training and to see David and I in unison trying to argue and defend the Bible and the way things are done in the church, and them presenting their case and us presenting our case and back and forth. And it was a pretty interesting thing. But we feel like we made lots of progress. And there are a lot of things that go against their whole culture. Their, what's the word, David? The macho? Machisto. way of thinking. Not that we don't believe in male leadership. We certainly do. But there's just a way of putting leaders on a pedestal there that we had to kind of address those things. And it was very interesting. And we made some, I believe we made some huge progress there. We discovered that the next step is going to be leadership training for them, an ongoing where they and Jim have to organize this, and we're going to send them materials and kind of, we're going to stay in touch, and so we hope to do the church plant at a later date. The plan for the land out there is, and it's, I don't know, it's just, there's just this huge need there. There are children. There just are children everywhere, and so they, that are in need, and they have this plan to have at least 10 homes out there for children with, say, 10 to 15 kids in each home. They want to do some girls' homes and some boys' homes, and even a home for the elderly or those that have been, particularly for women that have been abused or just cast out of their homes. And so David was talking to Lucilla, and he asked her, well, would there be enough kids to, and she says, we would fill them up as soon as we could build them. As soon as we can build them, we'll fill them up with kids. And that's the culture. Up in the highlands there with the Quechua people, there are a lot of things to admire about those people. And we certainly do. And they seem to be such a humble and gracious people. But at the same time, there are some things in their culture that are horrible that have to do with children and abuse. And it's a difficult thing that 70-80% of the kids find themselves in that situation. And so that's something they want to do, is to build the homes out there. They want to have a church out there, which I think is, we still do, is what they need to do. They need to have a church that carries on the ministry with elder leadership, carrying on the ministry towards those kids and towards the community. And so this land is about half an hour up into the mountains. It's not way up in the mountains because we discovered as we drove up, the Andes are massive. And so when we're talking 8,000 feet, you haven't begun your journey to the top of the mountain. So there's spread out community. They're kind of subsistence farmers. And, you know, they raise their crops and they bring them down into town to these open markets and they sell their crops. And you'll see some of these markets, in the videos. But there's these communities that that they have a desire. In fact, Bernardo, one of the guys that lives out on the property, there's already a family out there. He's already begun to spread out and evangelize. And so, you know, everything's just taking shape and I think it's ready to go. And the things that we were able to help provide, the labor out on the land, we put in a septic tank for the house that's there. And so then also did improvement of the road so they can drive into the place without getting everybody out of the van and going through the bad spots, getting everybody back in the van. So they put in two culverts and a septic tank, all by hand, no backhoe. And digging in that dirt is brutal, absolutely brutal. And you'll see some pictures of that. I came down from the top floor. We'd got through with teaching and we'd just gotten in. I was going to go down and see what's happening. So I start walking down the stairs from the top floor of the home and here come the guys walking up. And I thought, oh my goodness. They were sunburned. They were bug bitten. They were they had really kicked it in. They had just really given their all physically out there. And that was just day one. And they had 10 more days to go. So they'll show you their wounds later. But anyway, you would have been proud of them and the example that they were just in their hard work and the way that they, on the land, they reached out to Bernardo, the family out there on the land. There's a family that came into the bus station, a distant relative of theirs she had been in an abusive situation. She had her kids and nowhere to go, sleeping in the bus station. They let her sleep on the bus. They read this poor family living out there, just barely subsisting on this place in the mountains. And they go get her, rescue her, and bring her back. And so they're all living there on the land, you know, no bathroom, no whatever. And so, of course, these guys the workers out on the land were reaching out to them, feeding them, just showing them love and compassion. And that was a huge ministry to them. Meanwhile, back in town in the luxury suites, David and I were, laboring hard also. If you just go and teach or translate for, 6 or 7 hours straight, and, it's quite an experience. And so we taught through the whole Firm Foundations in the 6 days that we were there. And we went at a blistering pace, but we covered it. And if for you guys that don't know, the Firm Foundations, we cover the chronological teaching through the Bible. We go from Genesis all the way through the Gospels. And in fact, you know, if you're a visitor, this is something that we like to have everybody go through here. And we've taken this really all over the world to teach. And it seems like every place we go, it just hits the spot. This is exactly what they need. We come away going, this is exactly what they needed. They have this sort of scattered understanding of the Bible. They know all these stories, but how is it connected? And it just connects it for them. I mean, these people have been in the church for a long time, but it's like they haven't really put it all together. And so they were the most focused 22 or whatever of them, a group I think that we've ever taught. And we would cover, you know, the 2 or 3 lessons a day. You know, some of them have to go home all the way back that trip up to Syria Pampa. And then they have to cook their meals, not like throw it in the microwave. They have to really cook their meals and take care of themselves and do it. And then they did their 3 lessons, all of them, every single one of them, every single night, came to class completely prepared, had the answers, and pretty much had them right. And it's like, whoa, what an example that they were. And so a lot of them plan on teaching. We left them with the materials. We left them with outlines and homework and the Stranger on the Road to Emmaus books in Spanish, all the outlines in Spanish. And Bernardo, who lives up on the land and works with the Quechua people up there, He has a plan to translate everything that we did into Quechua. And he's a pretty determined guy. I believe that he will do it. And I believe this message is going to go out to the Quechua people that we instilled there. They're going to take it out. And so our assignment to them, they were saying, come back. When are you coming back? When are you coming back? And I said, well, this is what you have to do and we'll come back. You know, we want to see firm foundation started. We want to see you working on the leadership, getting things done out on the land and a microwave. And then, so you do this and we'll do this. We'll come back if you are faithful to this and you teach this and you begin to teach and train and make disciples. We'll come back and give you the next step. And so they were excited about that. So that's kind of, I guess, maybe I'll give you a feel for their overall vision is, get out there on that land, start the homes. They want to have a Bible Institute. They want to have a grade school. I mean, they have some pretty ambitious thoughts and they're just poor people. I mean, they really are just poor people, but God has blessed them with this 47 acres out there. And they have some people there that I think that will be qualified to lead. So, certainly I think it's a worthwhile investment with them. So you'll see as we go through the slides, you'll see some stuff in the teaching the firm foundations. I don't think we had too many pictures with the leadership stuff. We were so focused and intense on that. I don't believe we got any pictures of that. So we have the firm foundations teaching. You'll see the guys out on the land working, their interaction with the families there. And you'll see some trips. You'll see where we lived while we're there, some trips to the market. And obviously you'll see that some of the time that we spent with the girls, which we tried to do in the evenings or whenever we had some spare time. And we really, even though most of us had some language barriers there, you know, when I come away, I think of Carolyn, Caleb's little prayer pal, and I know her, you know, I mean, even though I know her. And it's, you know, it's strange. We really connected, you know, with those kids and with the other workers there. So it was really good. And again, you know, Jim wants to go, his real heart, you know, he wants to do all this vision I just told you, but he also he keeps bringing us back up. He wants to go higher into the mountains and reach these Quechua people. And there's these people living at 15, 16,000 feet in the mountains. And, he wants to go back and he wants to bring the firm foundations to them. And I say, well, you know, one step at a time, you guys respond to this and we'll respond to what you do. And, we'll take the next step after that. So after, 15 minutes of talking there, I'll check my notes. yes, point number one. I covered it. So we'll take a look at the slides. Here's our kind of our agenda for today. That was your introduction. We'll look at the slides and then after the slides, each guy will share whatever he wants to about the trip. I told him 5 minutes or less. We'll see how it works out. David's going to go first after the slide, and then Keith will be after David, and then Brian, then Kevin, you and Dean will wrap up. And then I'll come back, of course, with a few more thoughts and sharing. So, obviously it's hard to know exactly how long all these things take, so I hope you'll be patient with us this morning. From what I heard last Sunday, you were really, really patient, so we'll go with the slide.